Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
California has been considered a sanctuary state for gender dysphoric minors. Not anymore, according to a move by the U.S. Supreme Court, which blocked enforcement of a California law that restricted schools from notifying parents if their child identifies as transgender without the student's consent. Now, supporters of California's law argue that it protected vulnerable students' privacy. Now, supporters of the Supreme Court ruling, on the other hand, argue that the law was a violation of parental rights and healthy child development. In the end, parents do have a primary responsibility for the care and upbringing of their children, and that responsibility cannot be sidelined by laws that place barriers between parents and their children on matters of identity and well-being.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.